Luke 22, verses 7 to 13, the Last Supper. Then came the day of unleavened bread, on which the Passover lamb had to be sacrificed. Jesus sent Peter and John, saying, "Go and make preparations for us to eat the Passover." "Where do you want us to prepare for it?" they asked. He replied, "As you enter the city, a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him to the house that he enters, and say to the owner of the house, 'The teacher asks, where is the guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' He will show you a large room upstairs, all furnished. Make preparations there." They left and found things just as Jesus had told them. So they prepared the Passover.
Dear Father, we bring our thanks to you today as we see the changes around us, as we see the flowers coming into bloom and hear the birds singing. The days are getting warmer. Thank you for your love shown to us in creation. Thank you for your Son and his sacrifice as we approach Easter and remember the greatest gift you could ever give us. It's humbling to know that you did it for us, and by your Spirit, you continue to rescue us day by day. Lord, help us to see you in your resurrection as the world wakes up to amazing beauty, the daffodils, an expression of hope and joy in their perfection and beauty. They are a reminder, Lord, that life is good. And as we appreciate the joys of spring, we are reassured of all of your promises. Father, help us to appreciate the small things, the kind word, knowing there are people praying for us, the sun bringing warmth and the rain bringing life. We thank you for friends and for family and all those who care for us and show us their love in small but oh so precious ways. Father, I pray that during these restrictions, when we could so easily feel isolated and alone, or powerless to make changes, when it would be easy to feel apprehensive about the future, help us to be aware of your loving promises and your loving presence with us. Help us to know your peace, and yes, Lord, even your joy. Thank you for that knowing deep in our spirits that you are there to encourage us and to bless us. And Lord, we pray too for the future for our church fellowship. Guide us as we pray and we stand at the crossroads, looking back at all that's been and longing to hear your voice saying, "This is the way, walk in it." Lord, we want rest for our souls, but in that rest and peace, show us your way forward for our church family. We pray for our leaders as they look to you for guidance and ask that you lead them in the way which you will further your purpose, not only in us individually, but also in us corporately as we look to serve you. So, Lord, we ask that your powerful presence will lead and guide, will encourage and bless us, and will touch our hearts with your love. We ask all these things in and through the name of our risen Lord, Jesus. Amen.
Matthew's account of the Lord's Supper, taken from Matthew chapter 26, verses 20 to 30. When evening came, Jesus was reclining at the table with the 12. And while they were eating, he said, "I tell you the truth, one of you will betray me." They were very sad and began to say to him, one after the other, "Surely not I, Lord." Jesus replied, "The one who has dipped his hand in the bowl with me will betray me. The Son of Man will go just as it is written about him." But woe to that man who betrays the Son of Man. It would be better for him if he had not been born. Then Judas, the one who would betray him, said, Surely not I, Rabbi. Jesus answered, Yes, it is you. While they were eating, Jesus took bread, gave thanks and broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take and eat, this is my body. Then he took the cup, gave thanks, and offered it to them, saying, Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine from now on until the day that I drink it anew with you in the Father's kingdom. When they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives.
Only a broken flask. Through her love, a fragrance stole upon the evening air, and Christ was honoured there. Only a broken loaf, but from his hands a food sufficient for the souls of men was offered to them then. Only a broken life, but from that cross a love to save the world went forth in power, born of his darkest hour. A flask, a loaf, a life with love infused. Are all things broken that are greatly used?
The reading is from Mark chapter 14, verses 32 to 41. They went to a place called Gethsemane, and Jesus said to his disciples, Sit here while I pray. He took Peter, James, and John along with him, and he began to be deeply distressed and troubled. My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death, he said to them. Stay here and keep watch. Going a little farther, he fell to the ground and prayed that, if possible, the hour might pass from him. Abba, Father, he said, everything is possible for you. Take this cup from me, yet not what I will, but what you will. Then he returned to his disciples and found them sleeping. Simon, he said to Peter, are you asleep? Could you not keep watch for 1 hour? Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the body is weak. Once more he went away and prayed the same thing. When he came back, he again found them sleeping because their eyes were heavy. They did not know what to say to him. Returning the third time, he said to them, Are you still sleeping and resting? Enough, the hour has come. Look, the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners.